Take a look. It's in an ebook. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Actor and producer LeVar Burton is famous for many things. His iconic roles on Star Trek, the miniseries Roots, as host of his podcast LeVar Burton Reads. But for many of us, we got to know him as host of the PBS show Reading Rainbow. His run at the show ended in the mid-2000s, but Burton is still promoting literacy for kids. He's now the chief reading officer at edtech company Byju's Osmo. Together, they're launching a reading program for kids age 5 to 7 that uses an iPad and the Osmo app's AI and speech recognition to help kids grasp the fundamentals of reading. That program is set to launch next month, and I asked Burton about the unique challenges facing kids today when it comes to reading.
The amount of distractions that are available that can pull a child off the journey towards literacy are legion. So it's a very active, oftentimes confusing, sort of cacophonous world that children are having to focus and learn these rudiments of reading in, and anything we can do to help them focus, take advantage of their natural skills and inclinations and curiosities in the service of learning to read, I'm in.
Does it matter, though, where and how a child reads? I was talking to a school teacher on a plane, and she said that, you know, she had some concerns about children only reading on these small screens as opposed to on a broader space. Does it really make a difference if a kid is reading on a tablet versus on a phone versus a physical book?
That's a really complex question, Kimberly, because there is the issue of how much screen time is appropriate for a child. Having said that, I simply want kids to read, okay? And parents ask me all the time, how do I get my child to read more? And I ask them generally two questions. One, do your children see you reading? Because it is that all-important example, that modeling, that really informs a child just how important the activity of reading is to you as their parent. The second question I ask them is, what is your child passionate about? Because it's our passions that really drive our reading appetite. So if your kid loves superheroes, then damn it, buy your kid comic books. And if their only access to literature is via a device, then that's what we use.
I was obsessed with books as a kid. I mean, I'd go through dozens in a summer, but, you know, I had my 12-year-old niece and my 10-year-old nephew down for visits this summer, and I'm like throwing books at them, trying to find their interest. And they're just not so much into reading. They'd rather watch reels or social media clips.
Yeah.
And I just wonder how you can get kids to get into longer stories. And I just want them to love the written word like I do.
If you need to use the engagement factor of technology, which I recognize in this world, we do, because it's something that they're familiar with. Again, in the 80s, America's kids were sitting in front of the television set. That's why we went to TV. But today's kid, they are digital natives, Kimberly, and we have to use that to our advantage. That has to be our entry point, because the purpose has always been meet them where they are.
We know that there are big gaps in reading achievement by race and by income. And we also know that technology, like a tablet, can be expensive. So how do we make sure that these tools, like Osmo, are accessible to the kids who need them the most?
The digital divide is real. I know that. Osmo knows that. And we are doing whatever we can to make the device part of the equation available and ubiquitous. It's where the technology is going. And for those who don't possess the tablet at the beginning of the journey, there's a free app that you can access the service online.
As you talk to parents and caretakers, and you know, you're encouraging them to try out new technologies to get kids to be more engaged with reading, what about parents who are squeamish about things like artificial intelligence and surveillance and privacy of their kids when they're spending so much time on these devices and so many apps and things can get hacked and that information can go anywhere.
Acknowledged. There are pitfalls, there are dangers. However, I want to be really clear. I am using this technology with a trusted partner. I stand on my reputation and mm-hmm. I stand on the decades that I've been about this work. And I wouldn't be here if I didn't think that this was a viable solution for kids and for parents.
I'm sure that you hear this all the time, but I did grow up watching Reading Rainbow, and when I told my sister this morning that I was going to talk to you, she literally burst out in the song. Full, the whole thing, beginning to end. But, you know, she was thinking out loud about someone like you who spent so many decades around children's literacy, and especially being a Black man in this space, how you feel about what you see as the impact, and are you seeing it the way that you want to?
Well, every day of my life, I encounter someone like you and your sister who grew up on the show and report to me that it had a powerful, positive impact on their life. A couple of generations ago, it would have been illegal for me to have the gift of literacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Punishable by whipping, certainly death, perhaps. To have grown up the son of an English teacher, a Black man, to become a symbol for literacy in this country. I can't even begin to share with you the depth of pride that brings me and my family.
That was actor, producer, and host LeVar Burton. And now for some related links. You can read more about the Osmo Reading Adventure Program on our website. Take a look. We're at marketplacetech.org. Children's literacy isn't just about reading skills. It's also about access to books, which has become an increasingly political issue. The American Library Association reported about 730 book challenges in 2021, the highest number since they started tracking it in 2000. NBC News has a piece about the impact on e-reader app companies like Overdrive and Epic, and the school districts cutting off these services because they allow kids access to things like books that deal with LGBTQ+ stories and issues. But there are still ebook services available to students across the country. We'll link to the Brooklyn Public Library's Unbanned Books Project. Students 13 to 21 from anywhere in the country can sign up for a national BPL card and borrow ebook copies of banned works, like Maya Kobabe's Genderqueer or Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. LeVar Burton reacted to those bans in an interview he did on the TV show The View, and we'll link to that as well. His take was first, a word I can't say here, but also that the bans were, for our country, embarrassing. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.